This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A senior British envoy is in Beijing today, meeting with Chinese officials. The topic is Iraq and the campaign by the United States and Britain to get the UN Security Council to approve a tough new resolution on weapons inspections. China is a permanent Security Council member and could veto any such resolution. This mission to Beijing coincides with American and British efforts to win approval by France and Russia. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. What do you know about these talks?
Well, we don't know a huge amount about the details of what was spoken about. We know that the official who is here is William Ehrman. He's the Director General of Defense and International Security at the Ministry of Defense in London. And his visit comes about a month after the visit of the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage. Although we don't know much about the details today, I think what we do know is that both these visits are pushing very much for the same thing, and that is to try to persuade China not to use its veto in the UN Security Council if and when it comes to a vote on military action against Iraq.
Was China given any indication about how it might vote?
Well, it's very interesting because China normally is very strong on the issue of sovereignty. It's constantly criticizing the United States, actually, for intervening in the sovereign affairs of other countries. But what has happened now is we've seen in the last couple of weeks very much a shift in how the Chinese leadership is thinking about this. In the last few weeks, there have been several very strong editorials in the official Chinese press basically saying that Saddam Hussein has to comply with what the international community is demanding. And I think this is being seen very much as a sign, diplomats here are certainly reading it that way, that China will probably abstain when it comes to a vote at the UN. And I think the reason that diplomats say that China is doing this is that they just want to have a friendly, stable relationship with the United States. And so they're willing to comply with what the US and what Britain are asking.
What sort of relations does China have with Iraq?
Well, traditionally, China has had quite good relations with Iraq and with a lot of developing nations, a lot of Arab nations in the Middle East, although, of course, China did abstain on the previous vote in the UN Security Council in 1990, leading up to the Gulf War, Desert Storm. In this case, I think China is prepared to drop Iraq. The relationship is not strong enough and doesn't override China's concern to have a good relationship with the United States. One thing that should be said is that China recently, in the last 5 years, has become a net importer of oil. The Chinese economy is booming. It needs a lot of oil. It's going to need a lot more in the years to come. And so I think it wants to keep a very close eye on the Middle East, and it doesn't want to see anything that's going to raise oil prices or cause problems for its own oil supply. But at the moment, those concerns are not strong enough to override its desire to have a good relationship with the United States.
Has the U.S. been offering any incentives to get China to go along?
Well, apart from the much improved relationship with Washington, the main thing that has come out was actually during the visit of U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage in late August, and that was to put on the U.S. List of terrorist organizations, a Muslim group which China says is active in the northwest of China and pushing for independence. Now, this is a group that not a lot of people had heard of before, and it really shows, I think, how much has changed in the relationship with Beijing over the last year. These sort of groups were organizations that Washington used to criticize Beijing for suppressing. And I think a lot of observers here and abroad are saying that this is very much part of the quid pro quo for Chinese agreement not to veto anything in the UN.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.